unrehearsed interview with Kenneth and Martha Stockdale of Maysla, Kentucky, on January 21st, 1987. The interviewer is Lynn David. Kenneth, you were born, where were you born?
Fleming County.
What year was that?
1902.
Were you born in the county then?
Yeah.
Out on a farm?
Mm-hmm.
Who were your parents?
Sterling Stockdale and Mattie Stockdale. She was a Clark.
Were the Clarks from Fleming County also, or?
No. They were more, I think at that time, from Bass County.
And how long did you live over there?
No, I don't know.
When did you move to Mays Lick? Do you have any idea?
No, I can't remember those dates.
Were you a small boy or an older?
No, I was 15 or 16 years old, I guess.
When you came to Mays Lick. And you've lived here then all your life, or in around here?
Around here.
Where was your farm?
On 68. About 3 miles up the river.
Who owns that farm now?
I don't know what his name is. It's on part of Moreland's farm up there. It's that house that got a fire in it.
Oh, okay. I remember the greenhouse with the white columns that caught on fire. I had heard stories that that house used to be a tavern or a...
That's what they say. It was part of it, was log, the front of it.
You know anything about it outside of... Is that what you'd heard, too, that it had been a tavern at some time?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Martha, you were born where?
I was born on 68, right above that house. See, that house that got a fire, that was my father and mother's farm.
Oh, okay.
And we lived there all our lives since we were married. And I was born in the house right above on the same road.
You know, toward Lexington, you mean?
No, toward back this way.
Back this way, the next house back this way. And what were your parents' names?
Carl Robertson and Elizabeth Fore.
F-O-R-E?
F-O-O-R.
F-O-O-R. Mm-hmm. And were they from Mays Lick, or?
My father was, but my mother was from Fleming County.
So both of you from this area go way back then. Were your grandparents from this area too? Or do you have any idea?
They lived on my father's side in Fleming County. And my grandfather, Clark, lived in Bass County.
So you're old Kentuckians. Do you know where the family originally came from?
No, I don't know.
Didn't care, did you?
No.
What about you?
One of my grandparents was in Mason, and the other was in Clinton. As far back as I know.
You just don't know any further back? Were your family always farmers then, as far as you know?
Yeah.
And yours were too then?
Yeah. Well, my father, he was foreman on this road here for a while.
Now, when you say foreman on the road, what do you mean?
68, he took care of the, you know,
maintaining
the road.
Well,
I'd be boss.
Yeah. Well, what time was he foreman on the highway? Do you have any idea?
No, I forgot.
Yeah.
Because that's when they built this highway, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's been a few years ago then.
Yeah.
How'd you two meet?
Down at the skating rink.
Over where Kitchens is now?
Yeah.
So you met skating?
Skating rink, yeah.
How old were y'all when you started going together?
Kenneth was 16 and I was 14 and a half.
And it's true love right
true
off
love.
The bat. When did y'all get married then?
We married in 23.
And it's lasted all this time.
Yeah, lasted.
See, 23 to 87.
63 years.
That's great.
63.
Yeah.
I think it is,
too. I do, too. I think it's pretty special.
Don't hear that very often anymore.
No, unfortunately, you really don't. Well, then you were around Mays Lick as kids growing up. Tell me something about Mays Lick. when you were young kids? What was it like?
Well, it was a lot of stores here. And barbershop,
where
hotel.
Where was the barbershop?
Where was it?
Uh-huh.
You know where Mr. Wood?
Mm-hmm.
It was right below that. Oh, it burned down around there. But it's burned. I forgot just when it was. They restored down that road door, got a fire and just came up, cleaned out the whole thing.
And y'all were here when that fire?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They had two fires.
That's the only one I...
Colored man burnt white. That's the blind.
Well, what was his name? I've heard...
Taylor White.
Taylor White. I've heard other people talk about him, yeah. Mr. Taylor White.
Yeah.
But we had some nice stores.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised.
What kind of stores?
Grocery stores. And Downing store was a... Well, it was dry goods. Clothing, men's clothing, things like that. And post office was in that part then.
Now, where was Downing's store?
Where Mr. Kitchen.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. And that's where the post office was?
It was on that first floor right at the right hand side.
Now, we're talking about what, in the teens and 20s? That's where it was? Or
probably in the 20s.
Yeah.
He was there before that.
Yeah, he was there before we married.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you could get better than you wanted then.
Indeed. What was in the store where Mrs. Painter had her hardware store across from Mason's now? What was, at that time, was there anything in there?
Yeah.
Wasn't Jim Hicks in there for a while?
Jim Hicks was in there.
He had a grocery store. Color man.
So there was a... Okay, now on the other side of that store are the three row houses. You know, the one mm-hmm. that... What were in those row houses when you all were young?
I don't remember anything about that.
Well, there was a store in one of them once. I don't remember which one.
What kind of a store?
Just an ordinary grocery store.
Oh, and what was that pool room?
Where the post office is.
Is it?
Yeah.
And that was a pool room there?
It was a pool room there. At once, yeah.
Do you know who ran that pool room?
No, I don't know.
Was it Boo Duffin?
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did for a while.
What was his name?
Reuben Duncan. That was, you know, Ann Pepper down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's her dad.
And he had a pool room in the room. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did he live next door then in that house, or was that all one big building at that time?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed to me like a...
He and his wife lived up there where, who bought that house right in front of the post office? That boy and his wife.
No. Seemed to me like
Dahl. A... Wasn't Dahl. Is that a Dahl? Right from the post office.
Across the street?
Mm-hmm. That Dahl? Well, I think they lived there. Moving guns.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm.
You don't know who owned that store in the row houses then?
No, I don't.
I wonder if it's the one they're getting ready to restore, if that's where that store was.
No, that's Christian Church, probably you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about in the row house.
Oh, well, boy, about that.
Yeah.
I don't know who... I don't think about that view.
I was wondering if that's where the store had been at one time.
It could have been.
Was there, when you were growing up, there's a vacant lot between the end of the row house.
Yeah.
Was there a building in there,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, that was all solid, wasn't it? Down the roof painters.
Yeah.
Right down there.
Was
but
that another row house?
I don't remember
house?
What it was.
I wondered if there'd been something in there at one time.
Yeah.
Some sort of a building.
But I don't know. That was that store you was talking about, you know, Ken.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that's a good while ago.
Both of you growing up on farms, that as young kids, did you have chores that you had to do on the farms?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I worked
the farm
every day.
What'd you do, Ken?
Everything.
Hmm. We raised tobacco and corn and hay and wheat.
Hogs and
cattle.
Just about everything.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have a sister.
What's her name?
Mary Maston.
Miss Maston. Miss mm-hmm. Maston down here. I didn't know that she was your sister.
Yes, she is.
So there was the two kids.
Mm.
Allie, he had another sister. She died.
Did your mother do all the preserving then herself, or did
your daughter have to? People used to.
Everything going.
Did you ever do any hog killing?
Yes, indeed.
Explain to me about that, because nobody has. They just talk about they'd have a big hog killing. What would y'all do when you got ready to have a hog killing?
Well, they had a thing they call a big thing, a scalding pan. They'd build a fire under that and get the water hot. And they'd shoot a hog and bring him down there and scald and get the hair off of it.
Would it just fall off then in the boiling water?
No, you had to take it off. Then they'd slit them and take their insides out. At first, they'd hang them on a pole. And they'd, when they cooled out, they'd block them out and trim the meat and make sausage. It's the best you ever tasted.
Cooked a lard.
Now, if they're going to use, something I don't understand. If they're going to use the inside of the hog, why do they worry about getting the hair off the outside?
Well, the skin, you see, would be on the hog, and that hair would be on that hog. You don't take the skin off the hog.
Oh, you'd leave the skin on them.
Yeah.
That's why
you can tell I'm a city girl, right? So you need to get the hair off because you're going to cook the skin, too, when you're starting to cook.
That's right.
What time of the year would you all do that?
Well, in November, usually a lot, most time Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day?
If it was, the weather was right.
Now, would you let it hang? And I know deer meat, we used to let it hang out and for a few days before we would do anything. Would they do that with the hogs, too?
They let them hang on that pole.
Then take them to meat house. Work them up the next day.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you went to school then here in Mays Lick. Mm-hmm. And you said you rode a wagon?
Yeah.
Who was your driver?
I think it was Andy Taylor, but I think that's who it was.
It'd take you a while to get to school then in the morning, wouldn't it?
A little while.
Did he have a cover on the wagon, or was it an open wagon?
Yeah, had side curtains he let down. And seats of each side, and there was no heat or anything.
How'd you guys keep warm in the winter?
First, yeah.
You didn't in that school wagon.
You didn't put heated bricks or anything in there?
No.
Or put blankets?
Overshoes.
I didn't even have blankets. They wore a lot of clothes those days.
Do you like going to school?
Sometimes.
Were you a good student, Kenneth?
Nothing extra.
Now, you didn't move to Mays Lick then till when?
I didn't move to Mays Lick until just 15 years ago. I came here after my mother. My mother died, my father died, my little boy died, and then we sold that farm. That was their farm. They gave that to us, so we sold it and came down here and built this house. That was about 15 years ago.
So that's, but you've always,
I've always been to Mays Lake. Come to Mays Lake. Yeah. Bought groceries, things like that.
Yeah. Now, when you grew up on the farm, what chores did you have to do?
Oh, everything. Help with hogs, cleaning, and canning, and cooking, and everything.
Sewing,
everything I remember. I've worked ever since I can remember.
So you and your mother worked as a team then?
Yeah, my own self worked as a team. And we did everything.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
I had a brother. He passed away.
What was his name?
Burns Robertson.
So you really, as a small child then, you were doing women's work, right?
Oh, yeah. Just help, because I like to do. I didn't have to do it, but I wanted to do it. I just like to work. I never worked in the field, things like that. Just always worked in the house of mine.
Yeah. So she did most of anything she needed, then she'd made or herself, like clothes.
Sewed. And she taught me how to sew, and I sewed all the time. And what was I say? We had chickens to raise and turkeys and garden, stuff like that, and canned all our stuff.
Now, both of you, when you started school really wasn't mandatory at that time.
No.
And yet both of you came and went to, your parents then thought education was important enough that you both be in school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had to go to school.
Did you get out like during when crops were ready to be harvested?
No, sometimes, yeah.
I know
not as much as I do now.
No.
And we didn't get all these holidays, and we didn't get all these snow days.
When it comes snow, well, a horse can go where cars can't.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Didn't have any hard time growing up. We didn't have any.
Oh, no.
We didn't have any hard
time. It was hard.
Well, we might have the time. But you look back now, and we didn't have any hard time.
No. Well, you had a good roof over your heads, and you got
That's
plenty
right.
of food in your tummies.
That's right.
There was two doctors and ladies look at that time.
Who were they?
Huh?
Two doctors, Dr. Yates and Dr.
Davis.
Davis.
Where'd they live?
You tell her.
Well, you know where this place up here, this first house right here.
Across from Cackler's?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's those people's name?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Right here on this road. First house on the left.
Across from Cackler's
Auction. Well, that was a pole place, I suppose. Okay. Right in Stanley. Bartram.
I know who. I don't know who's living there now.
That first house, though, yeah, Morant. Yeah, Morant. Mr. Morant. Morant.
No, their offices.
Oh, I'm not talking about their offices. She said where they live. Oh.
Where did, and who lived there?
They lived there.
Who?
It was Dr. Davis.
Dr. Davis lived there.
And Dr. Yanks, he lived up here. You know where this house right next to the restaurant?
On the, if we're facing the restaurant.
Going that way. No, on right beside it.
Left or right?
Left. Going up that way.
Okay.
And that's where May Collins lives. That was Dr. Yancey's home.
I didn't know there was a Dr. Yancey.
Oh, yeah. He was our doctor. And our offices were right there beside of this old Christian church parsonage.
Those two little white
houses? Little white joined together.
Uh-huh.
They were right side by side.
They were, were they both MDs?
Mm-hmm.
General practitioners. Was Dr. Yancey related to Hugh Yancey, or was that a
brother?
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So, did they have any kind of a hospital in Maeslick? Or
no.
If you needed a hospital, you had to go into Maysville to Haywood?
You hardly ever went, because everybody went to get out, you know, so you couldn't hardly ever hear everybody operating on them, you know.
Yeah.
That's way back, once in a while.
Do we have any dentist in town?
No. There's a barbershop there.
And he could pull teeth?
No.
No, he could hurt.
Oh.
Closest dentist was in Ewing.
For a quarter.
Mm-hmm. Cut your hair for a quarter?
Yeah.
Give you a good haircut?
Yeah.
Cut it all off.
You know who the barber was?
He was a colored man. His name was
Bill Taylor.
Bill Taylor.
And he did all the barbing in town.
Most, yeah.
Where did the women get beautiful, or did you? Did you go to, you have it, your hair done, do your hair at home, or?
I just hold my
hair. I just thought I'd ask.
No. We didn't wash it and care like we do now, you know.
We didn't get gorgeous all the time?
I don't think so. We washed our own hair and we curled. We had combs those times. Remember those combs that fit your hair? Do you remember that? Boy, they put waves in your hair.
Oh, like clips.
No, but we had those too, but these were combs. They were about that long.
Uh-huh.
About that wide.
And you just put those in?
Make a wave and set that in there like that, and then bring it down, make another wave, put a comb there, and make your waves. And I did that all. I done mama's and done mine both.
You were a very talented young lady.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Now, you both belong to the Baptist Church. Did you grow up in the Baptist Church then?
Yeah.
So you all knew each other then through Sunday school
and church? All through life, you might say, all the life.
Yeah. Was a lot of the social life in Maeslick, did it revolve around the church at that time, or was it in the homes, or?
Well, that's in the homes, right?
I expect so, yeah.
We used to have parties all the time.
What kind of parties?
Well, we'd just go and dance.
Kids.
Serve food, just kids. There'd be people play the piano. Pete Poe played the piano, I played the piano, Kenneth played the horn, and we just had a little regular orchestra, and we'd play and we'd dance and have the best time.
And parents would serve
you? Yeah, parents were always right there to help do everything. Well, they enjoyed it as much as we did. You know, every Friday night we had a party somewhere, didn't we?
Yeah.
And you all furnished the music.
Yeah. Most of the time. You played records most of the time.
Yeah, we had records too, but I mean, we did play the piano.
And you played a mean horn?
No.
What was it, cornet?
Yeah.
What did your parents do for entertainment?
Well, there wasn't much to do in those days, you know, honey. Went to church. And used to be, I tell you, used to have, out of school, I used to have, used to have plays and things. I always went to them. What were those plays used to come here? They had those, I can't think of the name of them.
What?
Plays that used to come here.
Down at the schoolhouse, they had real good plays, but not, you know, not a whole lot. But
yeah.
And there wasn't too much to do. Used to go to people's, I tell you what we used to do, used to go to all different people's houses and play rook. That was a big thing in those days.
So they had big card parties then.
And then they'd, we'd go on, if it's real bad, we'd go on a sled, a big old sled. Think, don't you know that?
Yeah.
But it wasn't too much to do.
You mean like a horse-drawn sled, a big one, everybody get together?
Yeah. Lyceum, that's what I was trying to think of.
The Lyceum?
Yeah, schoolhouse, they had those. Fairs, always went to those in the summertime. I think we went to fairs all the time.
Did we have any carnival or fairgrounds in Maeslick?
Uh-uh.
When you were growing up?
I don't think so.
Ewing and Germantown.
Go to the big Germantown fair.
Ewing Fair was really, one time, I think, more than the Germantown, don't you think? It was a good fair over there.
Now, when did your folks get cars? Did they?
Car? I think it was about 23 when we first got Model T Ford.
So before that, every place you all wanted to go when you were really little, you went by horse-drawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, buggy.
Our first car we had was a Ford coupe wagon.
It's called a Ford Roadster, I think.
Ford Roadster.
Don't you wish you had it today?
Yes, I do.
Bob and Mama had a Buick. Now that was about the first Buick around there, wasn't it? And we went with them all the time. They'd take us places. And we'd get all the back seat and go in there.
Who's that?
Mom and Papa. See, we've always lived at home, in my home.
Yeah.
And we stayed there all the time, took care of them, and they got up.
So you really were a combined family then?
Yeah.
You know.
Very close.
That's good. You don't see that so much anymore.
Don't.
You really don't. You said there was a fire in Maeslick. Do you remember about what time that fire took place?
Seemed like in summertime.
Year.
Was anybody hurt in that fire? Or?
No, I didn't think so.
One fire that colored man burned up.
Well, that was after that, though.
That was another fire.
Yeah, that was after that.
What fire was that? What caught on fire that time?
He had a little house down there.
That was George Vince, wasn't it?
Yeah, George Vince on down the road.
Was that? Yeah, he burned himself up in there. You know where this little post office, that little place there on the bank, did you go
uh-huh.
down? Now his house was about opposite that one, on the bank.
It was on this, on the other side.
On the other side?
Yeah.
Right about where Janet's house is?
Yeah.
Or down further one?
A little bit, I think, yeah.
A little bit. It's in there somewhere. And it burned him up.
He was a shoe cobbler.
Did anything else catch on fire, or just that house?
Not from that.
Not from that.
Yeah.
But then, did Taylor White get burned up? He didn't, did he?
No.
When he burnt that car off. And what burned, what started the fire in the other
one? The what?
Is there another one besides that?
Not that I know.
Is that the only one? That's a big one for all that block.
We've had quite a few fires, though, in Maeslick. Like they were pretty destructive, haven't we?
Yeah, we have so. Back there in Bucktown, you know. There was a man got burned up back there. What was his name?
Well,
that's not him that too long ago.
Bolden.
Bolden was.
One, he got burned. Mm-hmm. And then what was that other one? Pierce Laughlin?
Pierce Laughlin. Did he get burned up too?
Yeah.
That hadn't been too many years ago. I don't know when.
There's been a fire since I moved here where
yeah.
I think some lady died in it on the alley.
No, I don't know. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't either. I can't, in that awful, and I haven't been that, you know, I've only been here 3 years. No, I can't. Did you all ever, when you were growing up, we talked about this before the tape came on. Did you ever hear your dad or your, tell you any stories about when he was growing up, or?
Oh, not too much.
He ever tell you any family tales or things about the family?
I don't think so.
They never talked much about anything like that.
Mm-mm. Or any members of the family that, you know, some, every family, I think, has a character in it.
No, I don't. They never did. I don't remember anything tales they ever told about things like that.
Did your mother ever, or your dad ever have a, I don't know what you want to call it, a story maybe to help you go to bed at night, or a tale if you did something wrong, what was going to happen to you, or anything along that line?
Like,
you all were just so perfect, huh?
No, I wouldn't say that. But we just didn't have to have anything like that.
I was curious. Some families have old family tales, and I thought maybe...
No.
Did either one of you know your grandparents very well?
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
I knew mine pretty well.
Where did they live?
Well, one of them lived in Bass County, and the other lived in Fleming County.
Did you go visit them a lot? Or?
I used to when I was a kid, not much after that. We used to visit a little bit.
What do you remember about visiting your grandparents?
Not too much.
I never did.
If I grew up there when I was a kid and give me a job, if it's planting beans, if it's planting corn, you might put that beans every so long over in that corn row.
Well, they plant corn in the bean rows?
Mm-hmm. Corn, beans.
They plant, plant this corn, and before they cover that fur up, they put beans through there. And I got to give me a bottle of beans and put them in my...
Did you do it?
Yeah, they do all right.
A lot of people throw them in the corn.
Well, how come they plant the corn and the beans together?
I don't know.
Well, you see, they're pole beans. They run up the stalks.
So they use the stalks then for the... Yeah.
They raise it. People then raise a lot of stuff like that.
But
did you ever hear any tales about Maze Lick? Anything about any Indians around Maze Lick?
No.
You heard from any of the guys talking, you know?
No. That's close in Blue Ridge.
That's as close as you've ever heard of it. I heard something today about a Delco plant here.
What?
Delco, where the lights were regulated. Do you all know anything about that?
We had Delco lights up on. But I don't, it was just, you and Papa made it. You mixed it, didn't you?
No, I just before I, just, we never did after I moved up there.
You didn't? Before that, then Papa had it because
yeah.
We had Delco,
mm-hmm.
And I know you had to pour that stuff in that big tank or something to make it. I don't know how it made it and that, but I was thinking you used that at that time.
No.
No, I just not. We had electric lights, didn't we? No, we had those Aladdin lights first. And then we had electric lights.
What's an Aladdin light?
Well, it looks like a standard oil light, you know what that is.
Uh-huh.
And they have a mantle in them. Very fragile. If you touch them, it is. We had those kind. And then we got electric.
Now, when you talk about electric, you had your own battery, you had your own generating plant right there?
No, it was hooked on, it was called the REA then. R-E-C-C, I think.
We got this line up through there, everybody.
For a long time, we had this lad, this coral lamps, and then we got the lad, and we thought that was wonderful, you know, because it makes a good light. And of course, this electric came through the country.
So you could hook right on to it. Yeah. Let's see, now you, when World War I came, do you all remember that very much about it?
I don't remember much about it, but I remember.
Did it affect the people here in the Maze Lick area much?
Yeah, we had to come down and knit. We knit socks and we knit sweaters and Red Cross, gold bandages, all that stuff. And I come down to town. I was just about, I guess, 10 or 12 years old maybe, and show these women how to knit the socks, how to take off the toes under the skirt holes.
There were what holes?
Square toes.
Oh, square toes.
And the heels was different, and you had to, they couldn't use those heels, the toes. So I used to come to town and show them how to take that off. And we did a lot of stuff, sweater, because they rolled bandages.
Okay. Did World War One during the war, outside of now you did it all this and everything. Did the farmers, were they told like they were in World War Two, rationed or asked to grow mm-hmm. other things or?
I don't think so.
In the first World War,
as I can remember,
it was the Second World War. We rationed sugar and coffee and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but First World War you weren't.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Lord, I remember. I don't know.
Somebody told me around here that at one time that bluegrass was a major crop.
It was.
Was it on your farm?
No. Up here where Larry Dodge lived, we had a lot of it. And then, well, there were several people around Mazuki who did.
Yeah. And somehow, I don't know, I just never dawned on me that bluegrass would be a crop, but
they
I guess
it... They go to seed, you know, and they strip that seed off, that's what...
What about hemp? Did you all grow any hemp on your place?
No, that was before we...
You think most of the hemp was grown here, what, in the 1800s then?
I imagine so. Here, for a long time, you'd see stalks come up, you know, wild all over the country.
Well, in the hemp factory, broke back here in Maysville.
It might could have been, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think
they
may broke down.
I didn't know when hemp was a big crop here, whether it was...
Marijuana, that's what it is.
And it's still growing on my farm.
Really?
Yeah, they're still having to weed it out.
They didn't even think about that stuff over there. They didn't smoke it or nothing.
And they grow out of it, and that was it.
Yeah.
Pine.
And we never had any of that.
Do you all remember any distilleries around here, or hearing of any distilleries here?
Maysville.
No, I'm talking around the Maze Lick area.
I don't know there it is.
Have you ever heard about any mills around Maze Lick?
Anyway.
Mills? Grain mills?
Not here, is it?
No, not in it.
Down Washington Mill.
Yeah. But you never heard any in the Maze Lick area?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever heard of a place called the Frawley House?
Frawley House?
Uh-huh.
No.
Is that Maze Lick?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, you played in a band, and I've heard that Pogue Boys, do you all play in the concerts down in the square?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was there a gazebo down there?
A what?
Or a covering over the well that they played on?
Yeah, I just covered over top.
It stood up in about steps. The big round thing at the top.
So it was built up, it was over the well, it was over the, how did they pump the water out of the well if it was built up?
Well, it was up high enough that they didn't interfere with the pump.
Okay, so you could get, the, what, and like a room, like a room
steps.
Under it to get to the pump?
Yeah, you could get under there, the pump to get water.
So it was really almost a two-story affair.
Well, no, it was just up on tall legs, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then this little thing was, you know, all on top of that.
Did it have a roof on it?
Oh, yeah. It had this band, it had seats and everything. Yeah, a good size band.
It had about 40 pieces at one time.
So that had been a good size stand over that.
Oh, yeah, it was. And then, as I said, it had steps to go up.
I've been looking for pictures of it, and I so far I haven't come across any.
Uh-oh. I don't know if anybody would have it.
I don't know if
Dodge might have something back here. Now she's getting a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
She might have some.
She knows. She can remember dates. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
No, I can't remember dates either. She'd intimidate me, wouldn't she?
I can't remember dates very much.
Was there anything else in it, that square down there? Just the bandstand.
And well's been there a year. I don't
know. I can't remember.
Public well.
That was used till quite recently, wasn't it?
Yeah, until it got the water, right? Mm.
And that was what, in the 50s?
I think it was.
I don't know.
It's been a good while.
Yeah.
Was that water pretty good out of that well?
I haven't been here.
I was curious whether it was or not.
I don't think I wondered.
No, I don't think so now either. When you all were growing up and coming into Maze Lick, were there any characters in town that stood out? People that you knew in Maze Lick that left an impression on you? Older people?
Not me.
You talked about Dr. Yancey. What kind of a man was he?
He was a nice man. He was a good doctor and knows his face.
Did he say you needed some medicine, did he give it to you there or did you go over someplace else and buy it?
No, he went to the old office.
So he was a pharmacist as well as a doctor?
Yeah, he issued a mail.
And there are three little houses along that row?
Yeah.
Who was in the third one?
Who was in the third one? No, I don't know about that.
Were they all offices of some sort?
No, it's two doctor's offices. Oh, I tell you, there used to be a post office down that yard.
Mm-hmm, it was.
Somewhere, after that Downing's place. There was a little red building they built, right there with that colored man's house, you know?
Uh-huh.
In between that and that white house. I don't know where Mr. Blackwood
right.
was.
That's
but,
right.
But Miss Sade Ross run that.
It's been quite a while.
Huh? Oh, yeah, that's been a long time.
The post office was.
And then I reckon the next one was over there where you now, huh?
I believe so.
Yeah.
So they tore the little red building down. It's sort of an alleyway in there now, isn't it?
No, it's a yard between.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little bit of a yard and an alley, another driveway.
But that's where a post office sat.
Yeah, a little red building right there.
Somebody told me they had a cooking school one time up over Kitchens. Do y'all remember that? Yeah, I don't expect you even care.
No, I don't remember that. Cooking school.
We played basketball up there.
Is it that big up there? They had a full basket?
It was big enough for putting the goals on the wall.
Will you quiet talking? Would you drink some coffee?
No, thank you.
Are you cooking? I got me a towel. Or would you like some popcorn?
No, huh?
Cocoa?
No, but thanks.
Oh.
I just finished supper.
I was
trying to think. There's some other questions. You said there was a hotel in town when you were growing up. Where was that?
Where this colored guy down there runs the garage. Runs it.
Elmer's Garage?
Elmer's. Uh-huh. Right there on that bank.
What, you
that
know,
was a Darrell Hotel.
How big of a hotel was it?
No,
I don't remember. It was just a house.
Big, just, yeah.
I don't even remember that.
She cooked food there, or?
I guess she did. I never
was there. Well, I imagine so, because they used to have, you know, salesmen once in a while come through town.
Yeah,
you know.
Maybe they had.
I imagine they cooked for them.
Well, now, you call it a hotel, but was it more like a boarding house?
Yeah,
or?
That was
something
what they
like
called
it.
Them. Something. Boarding house.
Big boarding. Were there any other boarding houses or hotels in town?
No, that one.
It's the only one I can remember, anyway.
What happened to that? I mean, I know it's gone now. Did it burn, or did they tear it down, or?
I don't know either.
I guess it must have tore down. Somebody bought it. It
might have burned, for all I know.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Now, when you were kids and coming in, or before cars, or even right, were there any livery stables? Do you remember any?
Mm-hmm.
What
was that livery stable?
It's right in there.
Right there, but that's... Well, a little
where the guy,
paint shop was, wasn't it?
Where the guy worked on...
He used to work on automobiles there.
Painted
you know,
them
right
so
there,
forth.
But... Well, you know where that, the furniture store is?
Mm-hmm, Kathy Horde's furniture store.
It was just
store.
Inside that, in that building.
Okay, and then
That was the livery stable?
It was on there, yeah.
Come on.
And up there where the implement place used to be, that was a stable in there where people drove wagons, they'd keep their horses in there.
Is that barn that's there now, is that where they did it?
And then there was a, where that house is, back in there, that was where the, no, where they built that new building, that was the dance hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the dance hall.
You ever go dancing there?
I don't think we ever did.
I don't think so.
Too young for that, I guess, that was a dance hall. School kids used to go over there.
They used to slip off and go.
Every day, and there's a little store, you know where this Watson girl lives up there, that, Virginia, was Watson, Virginia, I'm not Watson, Virginia.
Reed.
There's that old house right on the road, right opposite that big building.
That cement block house?
Mm-hmm. That used to be a little restaurant.
Who ran that?
Opalberry.
How long was it open very long?
Oh, I don't know.
There was a store there before that.
There was a store, that's right. Doris Disher had a big store, that's what I was trying to think of. He had a big store there.
In the same building, or?
Yeah, it was a great big building, nice big building. And after that, he burned it down,
He burned it?
He was in the Army, and he was mentally unbalanced. I don't think he ever was right. And he took rat poison, didn't he?
Some kind of poison.
And burnt the store and went home and told his wife what he'd done. That was a great big store.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And he died. And then this little house that Jenny Reed, they could have better blocked. That's where the restaurant was.
Now this Disher?
Disher. George Disher.
What, was that, what, after World War One or World War Two?
That was been the warm one.
Sure must have been, yeah.
Because he had been pretty old by now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. He never was just right after that.
He burned his own store.
They couldn't get him to talk about anything else because that war.
He must have seen some pretty bad action then, didn't he?
So I guess he just got up to him and couldn't let him know. I don't know whether they ever tried to or not, whether they ever took him anywhere or not, I don't know. Maybe they didn't know he was that bad off. I don't, just never know, you know.
I got, people have told me that over on 334, where the railroad track is, you know, on the way to Flemingsburg, there's a little house, sits on right across the tracks. And somebody told me that used to be the depot for this area, was it?
Yeah. Over to Helena?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That little tiny house on the left turn after the railroad track?
Well,
looks
I don't
like
know.
Kind of a new house.
Hmm?
That looks like kind of a new little house there. I don't
know. Anyway, there was one there where the...
Well, maybe they built another one.
But that's where the depot sat?
It probably was.
It was right there on the railroad track.
Actually, you cross the road, it's up to the right up there. So these people used to bring everything in there, coal and stuff like that. People would go over and get it.
I don't know about that depot.
Well, it wasn't. Well, Bill Clark worked in there for a long time.
He did.
Yeah.
I remember that depot of Ewing.
Well, I used to. We get a carload of coal and people hauling.
Yeah, I know they got coal.
People used a lot of coal around here, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
They
hauled
coal out of this old school building down here.
Mm-hmm. That'd take a lot of coal.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
What'd you do, take trucks over there?
Mostly wagons is all they had those days.
Did the county pay for that then, didn't it?
I don't know. I
guess they had
it. They did haul for the school, I guess.
Uh-huh. That was a nice school, too.
Yeah, it looks nice, and I know everybody misses having it out here. You know, you were telling me about the farm and that house being a log house.
Where we lived.
Where you grew up and where you two lived.
They said that was an old tavern. See, it was built kind of down in a low place in the yard, and then we were going up. And they said there's two more rooms above and below. There were logs and those things that wide. That thick, wasn't it?
So that'd be about 2 feet wide?
Yes, it'd be a bit more too. And then Papa remodeled it twice. Built the back on, you know, and all that. But that front was log, and they said that was a tavern.
The two rooms.
Four rooms.
Four. Oh, I see. Okay, two below and two above.
And but I don't know if she'll remember about that.
Yeah. You don't know who your dad bought the place from then?
I don't know whether ever decided that was Pete's or not. Do you know, Ken?
No, I don't know.
I believe it was Pete's.
Did you ever find anything in it? Those old logs, you know, a lot of times.
I don't know about that for sure.
Well, I can check it out. That's something.
Because I was so little, you see. I moved down there, I guess, when I was about 3 years old.
Yeah.
So I don't know much about it.
But it was the log when you all moved in, or do you know?
Oh, it was all finished on the inside. You couldn't tell it was log.
Even when you all moved in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was papered and plastered and everything like that. You couldn't tell it was log. But see, it had been a farm, that's how we found it. And the doorsteps were great big wide steps come out of the two front rooms, you know, back in the other part. And it was log. Window sills, great big wide things.
I like places like that.
It was all pretty when we left there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When you all were growing up, did you all celebrate holidays at home?
Not too much. No.
Christmas and Thanksgiving, we had. You said, you know.
Did y'all have trees, Christmas trees, when
oh,
you were
yeah,
kids?
Oh, yeah. Christmas tree, I can remember. Yes, yeah. And we had dinner.
Did you? What kind of gifts would you kids get at Christmas when you were little?
Oh, just like you do now. And of course, there wasn't electric, things like that, but you get dresser sets and you get clothes. And
did your folks believe in telling you Santa Claus was coming, or?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Did you hang your stockings every Christmas Eve?
On the mail, yes, indeed. And I know, but when I found out what Santa Claus was, wasn't Santa Claus, I thought it never would be anything anymore. It's terrible.
You thought that was it, huh?
I thought that was it. But yes, we always had Christmas trees.
You had a mature house when you were growing up.
Yeah.
Did you go out and cut your own trees, or did you buy them from somebody?
That was the fun of it. Christmas
tree. Cedar trees smell good, too.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yeah.
A lot
of them, man, you pick out a good one most any place.
Now people frown if you come on their property. And
yeah. We used to go up Moorhead to get them, didn't we?
Up to Wallingford. On that road.
In later years, way back there.
Do you make any decorations, or were all your decorations
store-bought?
They made.
We didn't.
People used to make some, I don't know.
You used to drink popcorn.
And they'd make some out of paper somewhere.
Yeah,
there,
I know, we didn't do that.
We
always had bought decorations.
Somebody told me something about making them out of paper.
They did?
Oh, they did.
I don't know how they did.
That was further back in our time.
Yeah, but I thought you'd had some left over. I've got decorations my kids made, and you know, things handed down through the years.
We always had those pretty ornaments. They had a lot of tinsel in, you know. We're coming back to that, seems like, more or less now.
Yeah.
And I had all that.
But other holidays, did y'all celebrate Easter at home, or?
No, we didn't so much do it, those things. And birthdays, you know, people didn't. Long time ago, they didn't celebrate those things like that, did you? Did you all? We didn't.
So.
It was just mostly Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Till your birthdays?
They didn't pay much attention to the birthdays. Oh, they always give you maybe something, you know, like that. Well, I mean, you know, something you wanted or something you got before your birthday or something, but it was usually clothes or something like that that you wanted.
Did you get birthday cakes?
No, sir. We was talking the other day about that. They didn't have birthday cakes then.
They didn't have birthday cakes?
Uh-uh.
With lots of candles?
No.
And ice cream?
We didn't.
Huh?
They didn't have anything like that.
No, we saw those. They said now they got so they just do everything. They just never did do that in those olden times.
They had cake, ice
just
cream.
Just had cake and ice cream, and we'd have company, things like that, you know. But no birthdays, nothing like that. They didn't celebrate them.
Did you sit on the crank, or did you have to crank?
I had to crank.
I used to have to sit on the burlap sacks that covered it to keep it down.
Gosh.
Ice and put salt on it, ice.
Good, isn't it?
Good.
We always had
made good ice cream every day.
Always had plenty to cook and eat.
What kind of ice cream was your favorite when you were growing up?
When I bought you got it, I didn't like it.
You didn't like ice cream.
You didn't like ice cream?
I like it now, but I like sherbet those days.
I didn't like that stuff. I believe my mom made the best devil's food cake I ever ate in my life. It was delicious.
And high, wasn't it?
Yeah, and caramel icing. But it was delicious.
My grandmother used to make good caramel icing. And
oh, Mama did too.
Right from scratch.
And burnt
sugar icing.
All scratch brown sugar.
Makes enough to make you hungry all. And cakes used to be...
Yeah, four layers deep.
Yeah. Real tall and... Oh.
No. I remember one time Mama had made a cake. And it was a checkerboard. You ever see one?
Uh-huh. My grandma used to make
it. Well, we went down in the field. It's a big sweet potato. That little house. And of course, then we didn't think about locking doors, you know, like to do now. And when Mama came, when we came back home, Mama said, Suki, where's my cake? I said, well, I don't know. Mommy left you on this table when we went down the field. Well, she went to the telephone, and she called up the road. And she asked this woman if she had seen anybody go up the road carrying a cake. Said, yes, we saw two boys go up the road. There was a checkerboard cake running. Said he was carrying this cake on his hand. And I think somebody questioned her and they said, well, this lady was so good to us the other day, she gave us some sandwiches when we went up, and we knew if she'd been there, she'd give us some of that cake, so we just took it.
I don't think she'd have been that generous, personally, do you?
I don't think she'd give it all to them. I think she'd give them some of it if they'd ask her for it.
Oh, I used to love my grandma's checkerboard cake.
Oh, Mama made me. I never tried one of those.
I don't even know where her pans were.
I don't know if she ever made any more than after that.
Or she did, I'd have hot hit them.
She's got to make those devil's food. It was so good.
I've asked other people this. What were you all doing when Pearl Harbor was bombed? Do you all remember?
When Pearl Harbor was bombed? Oh, I don't know.
Heard it on the radio.
Yeah. And we heard when President Roosevelt died on the radio.
Just sitting around the house.
Sitting around the house doing nothing. Unless it was summertime, maybe that busy working.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't in
when was Pearl Harbor? Was it wintertime?
November.
Yeah.
November 7th.
Back. You all thought it was.
It was on a Sunday.
No, it was on Sunday. Well, I wasn't getting back. Yeah. Just sitting around the house.
It didn't work on Sunday then.
No, it never worked on Sunday.
They don't pay attention to it anymore. Though.
But on Sunday, you all didn't.
No, we never thought of working.
Not on Sunday.
What, just taking care of what livestock needed to be taken care of, and that was
the stock and cooking is what you had to do.
Go to church.
And come to church and go back home, get dinner fixed up. I usually fix it before we come here.
You have a big Sunday dinner?
No, not just a nice dinner, but nothing unless we're going to have company. See, people had a lot of company in those days. One family had a big dinner one day, one Sunday, and then maybe in two or three Sundays, another family had another big dinner, and then by all the neighbors. And all the neighbors went together and had big dinners, you see. That's the way they entertained each other.
Sounds like it'd be a lot of fun, though.
And if you was invited somewhere and you had to entertain them back, what I mean, that was the custom, you know. So we had big dinners all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did everybody, when you had these big dinners, did everybody bring something for it? Or just whoever
not
was...
Then.
Not too much, I don't think.
That's just been the late thing, people doing that, but I think it's awful nice.
But at that time, whoever was a hostess, she
furnished everything.
She furnished the whole nine yards.
And it took a lot of work, but everybody enjoyed.
Well, if you knew you were going somebody else's the next week, it wouldn't be too bad then on you, would it?
Well, see, there's so much things then that we had on the farm. We didn't have to buy all the stuff like we do now. We had our cream, make ice cream, had our chicken, our hams. Well, that's the main thing, you know. So a lot of times we had to buy oysters, something like that. But a lot of things, you see, cans of corn, beans, and all that stuff.
I've talked to other people, and they'd say they'd kill the hogs, and they'd kill the chickens and so forth. But they didn't kill the beef.
Not as much.
Why not?
I just don't know.
People didn't eat beef then like they do now.
Not too much.
We had ham and shoulder and bacon and... used all calls, you know, ribs,
sausage.
You just ate that stuff all the time.
Which they didn't kill the cows.
Sometimes they slaughtered a lamb. We never did, but people did. The chickens and turkeys, you see, we had all those on the farm. You had to buy that. All new ones. They'd hatch them. We did have an incubator for a while, but then Mom and Papa used to raise chickens. We had a chicken house. And they'd get up every night about 2 or 3 o'clock and go out there and fire up that chicken house again. Keep them warm.
It's not a chore.
Then after a while, I just quit doing that.
Question. It was cheaper, wasn't it, for everybody to raise their own things?
Oh, yeah.
Why did people stop doing that?
I don't know.
Why did you all stop?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, financially, you've been better off doing it.
Yeah. I guess everybody just, all the stuff came out in the stores, and people just got sort of working hard. I don't know.
Lazy.
They quit quit having cream and milk and all that stuff, and butter. Quit having chickens and all that stuff. Of course, you had to go buy that.
You don't see any chickens anymore, hardly ever.
And they quit killing hogs after so long.
The price of pork, you ought to go back.
I care about it. I don't know. I guess it just changed times. People just.
Yeah, I was curious because, you know, you're living in farm country. Everything should be available to you.
But don't now, you can go buy everything.
And nobody does. Now, I was raised in town, and I can see why town people don't, but people that live in the country where you have the land's there and everything else, why?
Well, I guess it takes so much help to do it.
Yeah. Did you have help on the farm, or did you and your dad do most of the work?
Well, sometimes I had to have help.
But you didn't have full time.
Most of the time, we all did. Sometimes, busy season. But, I don't know.
That's
changing.
Oh, you always had to have help out in the back unless you had a big family. And maybe you used to cut corn. Or somebody had to do that and chuck it.
Would you hand chuck it?
Mm-hmm.
Cut it. Shock it and then shuck it out all the way.
I said if people had to work that way now, boy, they wouldn't do it.
No. No way.
Wouldn't do that. They'd starve before they did that.
Dana, most of the things you grew on the farm, did you keep and use on the farm, or did a lot of it, I know you sold your tobacco, but like your corn and other things, did you use them?
Most of the time we did. Sometimes we'd sell some corn if we had too much or something like that.
Sell cattle.
Yeah.
Wouldn't sell any hogs. Yeah, hogs too, wouldn't you? Sell hogs too.
Yeah.
You remember anything about the Knight Riders?
Yes.
What do you remember about the Knight Riders?
I don't know. I didn't get close to them.
Well, I don't remember that. Is that Ku Klux?
No. Uh-uh. Knight Riders.
What'd they do? I don't remember that.
They all ganged together and went and tore up people's tobacco beds.
Why?
I forgot exactly. They didn't want them to raise tobacco. They wanted to cut it out that year or something. And that's what they done.
Did you ever see them at night riding?
I saw them go along on the road.
Were they in hoods or were they?
No, riding horses.
I don't know.
I mean, you knew who they were.
I didn't. But usually it was kind of late in the afternoon, pretty night. Well, you know, they had I don't remember much about it. They had a trouble down there at Longnecker.
Mm-hmm.
They tore up her tobacco beds, and I don't know.
I don't remember that now.
It
looks like an awful thing, I don't.
But you saw them riding one night.
Yeah, I saw them riding.
You stay outside, did you?
Well, I wasn't big enough to go anywhere.
They never bothered your all's place at all.
I don't know.
Well, listen, I really thank y'all for talking to me.
Well, honey, glad for you to come, but I don't think you got anything very valuable.
Oh, I think I did, and I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it.
My tape recorder appreciates it, and we're out of tape.